AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Flying to or from Egypt just got more difficult for tens of thousands of travelers. Several nations are suspending flights or advising their citizens not to travel to the Egyptian resort area of Sharm el-Sheikh after that Russian passenger plane crashed last weekend in the Sinai. It had taken off from the airport in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The U.S. and the U.K. say a bomb may have brought down the plane. The British plan to start bringing home some of their stranded citizens today, but those travelers are being told to bring only carry-on luggage with them on the trip back to England. Leave the suitcases at the airport. We asked former FBI terrorism investigator Clint Watts, what's the point of that?
It would seem to me that they're fairly convinced it was an insider that was responsible for the attack, and that makes sense for other reasons. One being, usually when there's a jihadist terrorist attack, you'll see a martyrdom video if it's a suicide bomber. We didn't see that in this case.
Still no firm word yet, though, on what caused the plane to go down. The unemployment rate is down to 5%. Employers have been hiring more workers than expected, and you know what that means. The Fed will likely raise interest rates, say the experts, making cars and houses, among other big items, more expensive. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlatter in Washington on this morning's jobs report.
There were gains in a wide range of sectors, most notably construction, healthcare, and retail. In addition, average hourly earnings posted a healthy gain. It increases the prospects that the Federal Reserve will raise short-term interest rates when policymakers meet next month.
Looks like the United Auto Workers Union members at GM are ready to approve a new four-year contract. And a convicted killer who broke out of prison in Ohio in 1978 has been recaptured in Minnesota. This is AP Radio News. Who's in? Who's out? Our Jackie Quinn reports there'll be fewer candidates on stage for the primetime Republican presidential debate next week in Milwaukee.
Tuesday night's primetime Fox Business Network debate will have just 8 candidates on the stage. And that won't include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie or Mike Huckabee. They've been relegated to the undercard session prior to the main event. And Senator Lindsey Graham and former New York Governor George Pataki won't be there at all. Fox Business has released its decision on the candidates who will be featured based on their standing in the national polls. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate, was on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, and he asked her what we should call former President Bill Clinton if she wins the White House. She said she was not sure, maybe first dude or first mate. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.